lessons learned, under further review, and looking forward. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Last Saturday, the lessons learned of a year ago paid off for Pittsford's girls basketball team as it completed a 27-0 season with a Class D title in the MHSAA girls basketball tournament with a 48-30 win over Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart. What the Panthers learned was how to keep the pressure on for 32 minutes after a disappointing loss a year ago to St. Ignace in the title game.
We kept our intensity up the entire game and kept pressuring them the entire game. Last year, we were up by 13 at halftime, Coach said, and we came out and our defense just kind of fell apart. And this year, the whole halftime, we just kept telling each other, we have to keep playing defense, no stopping defense. And I think that's really what helped us out.
Guard J.C. Berger summed it up well. The Panthers had a 16-point run over the end of the first half and the beginning of the second against the Irish and scored 37 of their 48 points off turnovers. The other three champions Saturday, like Pittsford, were first-time titleists. Joining the Panthers in the winner's circle were Warren Cousineau in Class A, Marshall in Class B, and Ypsilanti Arbor Prep in Class C. Our Michigan Army National Guard performer this week is Warren Cousineau's Kiara Fletcher, who scored 27 points in the Class A final win over Detroit Martin Luther King. You can read more about it on the second half page of the MHSAA website. And our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Midland's Peyton DeWilt, who had 24 points, a number of them coming down the stretch, as the Chemics beat Saginaw High to advance to the boys' basketball quarterfinals for the first time since 1979. And to the boys' basketball team at Sterling Heights Stevenson, which upset Warren De La Salle in the semis and toppled conference rival Roseville in the regional finals last week for their first title since 1983. Breakfast really is the most important meal of the day. Break the fast before a strenuous workout. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
The Michigan Army National Guard is looking for high school juniors and seniors to help serve their community, state, and country. Guard members train as little as 1 week in a month and 2 weeks in the summer. Guard members can receive benefits to attend college full-time, covering the cost of tuition, books, and fees at most Michigan schools, plus great monthly pay. To learn more, text MyGuard, that's M-I-G-U-A-R-D, to 95577. Again, MyGuard to 95577. The Michigan Army National Guard is a proud supporter of the MHSAA.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment will help you better understand the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
The use of instant replay is a conversation and debate that's taking place in all levels of sport all across the board. One thing I've noticed when fans are talking about college basketball is the frustration over seeing more and more times in the college game of the officials going to the monitor to check a situation late in the game. At the high school level, the monitor can only be used at the semifinal and final levels of the girls and boys tournament. The monitor then can only be used at the end of a fourth quarter or overtime to determine if a shot was released in time and if that shot was a two-point basket or a three-point basket with a potential shooter's foot being on the line.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. On this last edition of the program for the 2015-16 school year, I'd like to pass on some borrowed words given to the Statewide Athletic Directors Conference earlier this week by Jack Roberts, the executive director of the MHSAA. Speaking to this group in Traverse City on Sunday, Roberts told them of the tasks high school sports have going forward. One of them was the continued emphasis on making the games our children play as part of their educational experience just as safe as they can possibly be. The other was reminding the group about the reasons high school sports exist and the need to get the word out and then stand up for it in the face of the exploitive nature of other youth sports. Define and defend is the charge, Roberts told the group. Tell coaches and student athletes, and especially parents, why educational athletics have standards that make them just that, educational. And get that message all the way down the pipeline to those taking part in their middle school programs before they become tainted by the AAU experience. Then be ready to defend those standards, to talk about why school sports are for everyone, not just the elite, and how they work to enrich the entire person in a way that non-school sports will never be able to do. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.